It's Monday the 20th of January and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1pm news. Following an armed robbery at Namib Desert Diamonds on Saturday, during which an unspecified number of diamonds were stolen, the value of which is yet to be determined, we reached out to Deputy Inspector General Elias Mutota for an update on the incident.
We have arrested two suspects, so I think that's enough, and we have recovered some of the diamonds. The colleagues are still busy doing the investigation, and Namdia have to count of how much in, how much out. It's a tedious exercise. That's why we want to do a press briefing tomorrow, just to give, after everything is verified and we get the factual and fact information which we can share with the public.
The Namibia Employers Federation has responded to the Labour Ministry's decision to reject its request to delay and phase in the national minimum wage beyond January 2025. While the ministry argued that employers had enough time to prepare, the NEF had concerns about job losses and economic stability. The Federation's president, Elia Shikongo.
The NEF's request for a phased-in approach was not about opposing fair wages for workers, but about ensuring a smooth transition that protects livelihoods as well as economic stabilities. Decisions of this magnitude must balance workers' welfare with economic realities, especially in a country with such a high unemployment rate. Without reliable and up-to-date employment data, we will risk making decisions in the dark, because rushed implementation could harm the very workers the policy aim to protect, and in so doing will create economic instability that will affect us all.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says one of the messages the country's delegation will take to the World Economic Forum meeting in Switzerland is the ongoing commitment to partnership in pursuit of inclusive growth and sustainable development. The meeting comes as the country takes its spot at the forum, bearing the presidency of the Group of 20. Tanzania's ruling Chama cha Mapinduzi Party has named President Samia Suluhu Hassan as its candidate for elections that are expected to extend its grip on power in the gas-rich East African country. Hassan was President John Magufuli's deputy and succeeded him after his death in office 4 years ago. She becomes the first woman to be nominated for the post by the party that's ruled Tanzania since independence in 1961. And U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has pledged to act quickly and forcefully, issuing nearly 100 executive orders on his first day in office. Among the actions are the reinstatement of immigration policies from his first term. In his inaugural speech, Trump also promises to release public records related to the assassination of former President John F. Kennedy and political activist Martin Luther King Jr.
Every radical and foolish executive order of the Biden administration will be repealed within hours of when I take the oath of office. As a first step toward restoring transparency and accountability to government, we will also reverse the overclassification of government documents.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.